Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Our center doors are open. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we're going to get really focused on putting balance back into our lives. Help, I can use it myself. What is it that controls your life? What is it that's out of balance right now in your life? Come on, be honest. We know that we're to keep focused on our priorities, but sometimes they get set aside due to lack of intentionality, sometimes just life itself. So what is it that controls your life? What's out of balance today? Are you ready? Let's get intentional. And I think maybe take a deep breath as we jump into this topic today.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And welcome to the Intentional Living Center today as we are marching in the early hours of July, celebrating soon Independence Day in the United States. I hope you have independence in your own life, too. Freedom in your life. Freedom from, you know, some of the things that can really bog us down. And one of the things is getting our life out of balance. I talk about decluttering your life. That's one of our intentional living principles. Decluttering your life. You can't put things in your life that are good until you take some things out that aren't. But there's an ebb and a flow and a balance in life. And I think of what the writer in Ecclesiastes reminds us, that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. In fact, he goes on to say a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build up, and so on. And so there's a balancing act. And I think in our lives, we all would have moments when we admit that the margins are gone. We're filling up the page. We're out of balance. But I would ask you today, maybe just to stop, take a big, deep breath and ask yourself, in what area am I most out of balance right now? What is it that's controlling my life that I need to get a handle on? Michael says, my calendar. He says, for the natural world, it's my calendar that leads me to go to work for money, to pay the bills and have food on the table. But for my spiritual life, it's my connection with God. What controls your life? Tony says, my education, but it will be completed in December. No stopping this 42-year-old. Randy says money. Cynthia says calendar and money. Trinity says deadlines and our daughter's mental illness and love. Good combination when you have those challenges that you have love included. So think about your life today. What's out of balance? Maybe one thing that you've got to get a handle on. 888-888-1717.
Yeah, Randy, I was tucking in my daughter the other night, and we were connecting. She's 14. And I finally said to her, I said, sweetie, I miss you. And she said, what do you mean, Dad? You miss me? You see me all the time. It was just my wake-up call. Working so hard and so much and focusing so much on my work that I was out of balance. Yeah, I was there physically, she's right, I was seeing her, but when I was there physically, I wasn't there. My mind wasn't on her, I wasn't, you know, or my family, the rest of my children, my wife. So I've been just working on that, and I'm balancing my work and my family, thanks to my baby girl and our Heavenly Father, just getting back on track and praying with Him. So, just want to let you know. Have a great day.
Thank you for that. Judd is on in Texas on the phone. Judd, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. How is life out of balance for you?
It's out of balance, I guess, because I recently ended a relationship with my ex-wife, and that pretty well has had control of everything for about the last 2 years of my life now.
What have you learned going through all this, Judd?
Well, I've learned that giving up might be a better option than trying to keep hanging on to something that's never going to work, I guess. So.
And how have you been doing since you made that decision?
Well, we recently ended our relationship about 2 weeks ago, and I have gotten back to a point about like I did last August when we divorced, that's pretty depressed and just down and can't really focus on anything other than her and trying to figure out what went wrong and why we couldn't be together and why we can't just, you know, be happy and put God in the center of what we had and focus on that instead of she seemed to, I guess, be focused on what happened in our past and kind of held it against me, and we couldn't move forward from it.
Well, Judd, I'm sorry for you and your wife. We know that God's intention is for marriage is to last. You know that. You've been through the experience of how difficult that can be. And as you work now toward putting the right kind of balance into your life, I hope you bring around you the kinds of men and counselors and people that can really encourage you and help you really pray about where you are and really rebuild your life in a way that honors Christ moving forward. Because, as you know, it's easy to get out of balance pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. It doesn't take but a split second for everything to kind of start spiraling downhill.
Absolutely. That's why I say when you're putting good things into your life, as you're making decisions today to put more good things into your life, prayer, priorities, service, focus on your goals, these kinds of things that can be very intentional, you're going to find that there are some things in your life that need to be brought back into balance. And it could be that you have too many areas of clutter, spiritual clutter, mental clutter, unforgiveness, and things that need to be dealt with so you can experience that kind of freedom that God intends for you in your life. All right, Judd, we'll be praying for you. Sorry that the marriage came to an end. That always breaks our heart here at Intentional Living. But we also know that God is a God of restoration and healing, and we pray for that for you guys in your lives. Today, when life gets out of balance, what happens? 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Jennifer calling, and the very first thing I do to be intentional is to spend quiet time with God every morning, building myself up to face my day. I live with an autistic child with many health ailments, and it's like the laundry, it's never officially done. So I've chosen to maintain a good attitude regardless, and dealing with negative people is a part of my everyday life, and I have just chose to look beyond and see the good and to live by example. And I have a saying in our house that when things go wrong, don't go with it. We always have a choice. It truly is a choice. God can give us the strength for all things. Thank you for being a blessing.
You're very welcome. You are, too. Thank you for telling us your story. Those are always very uplifting and encouraging to us. We always love hearing from you. You know, we're getting ready for a very busy time here, celebrating the Independence Day in the United States. And, you know, we're blessed to be Americans, but we also have many challenges. I don't think I need to enumerate them. We've heard them. We've seen them in recent days. We need to continue to pray for God's intervention in the lives of each of us. And I was telling the staff just yesterday, now more than ever, I am convinced that this message of living intentionally is really an only hope that we have if we're going to keep our families intact, if we're going to have our lives honoring Christ, because we live in a world that doesn't encourage or support what we hold to. We've been totally marginalized. And I'll tell you, if you do not cling to what the Bible teaches and grow spiritually, have mature people around you in your development, it's easy to get off track. And in our Christian families and our Christian life and our Christian walk, to me, it comes back to choosing to be intentional in Christ. Now more than ever, intentional living is a message that's needed. Michelle is on the line. Hi there, Michelle.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's out of balance for you guys?
Well, for us, I believe that it's our, well, no, I don't believe, but I know it's our marriage. Since I got cancer last year, I mean, I'm in full remission now, thank the Lord, but since I had cancer, we haven't had any type of sexual intimacy like for the last 3 months, and every time we try to have that sexual intimacy, something always happens, and For us, before the cancer, we were doing very well with intimacy. And we know that it's important, you know, that God teaches in his word about spiritual, emotional, and sexual intimacy in a marriage, but we're missing that, and that's totally out of balance. And, you know, it's sad. It makes me very sad.
Well, what's getting in the way, Michelle? Is it unresolved issues from what you've been through?
I don't know. We talk so often. We're good friends. I think there might be fear there. I believe the enemy is probably using that fear. What happens if we are engaging and nothing happens? It's scary for me because, he'll lean over to kiss me, and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm scared most of the time, because I feel less than a woman due to the cancer and having to have a full hysterectomy at age 31. So, mm-hmm. You know, I can't give him any more children. I mean, we have a beautiful daughter. We're getting ready to adopt a little guy, but it's, I don't know. And even he hesitates at times. So I'm not quite sure. Do you have any scripture that could assist us or help us or encourage us to be intentional with sexual intimacy?
Well, you've certainly referenced the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that this is biblical for couples to have an active sexual relationship in marriage. But you've got some real practical issues you're facing. You've been through cancer. You've been through a hysterectomy. Your husband has gone through the emotional part of this. You've gone through the physical and emotional part of this. You can't go through a trauma in your life without every area being affected. And especially in something like what you have been through, the fear of cancer, the fear of surgery, the fear, as you put it, of now what? Am I less of a woman as a result of this? And you don't know what kinds of things your husband has been experiencing and feeling. And when life comes along and you're a young couple here, Michelle, you're in your early 30s, it isn't what you expected. It's not what you anticipated. It's not what you prepared for. It just is here. And I'll tell you what I would really encourage the two of you to do is to take the honesty and openness that you've shared with me and to every listener in the country to Intentional Living today. And for you and your husband to sit down together, perhaps with your doctor or with a counselor or someone, to be able to just put it on the table and talk about how you're feeling and what you're fearful of, and getting the facts. Maybe there's some facts that you need, some physical information that'll help you in knowing are there issues or concerns that are legitimate as far as sexual relationship and marriage now, as far as the emotional part, as far as the spiritual part. You know, let me tell you, from a scriptural standpoint, Michelle, Satan loves to find any opportunity he can to separate couples in marriage. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about raising kids. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about a goal or a career decision. He'll do that when there's a disagreement about sex and marriage. He'll do that when there's the kind of thing that you're facing. He'll take every advantage of whatever he can to worm his way in between two people in marriage. Now, Michelle, as I understand it, this wasn't something that was a problem relationally and otherwise before this cancer.
No, it was it was actually wonderful. I mean, we had such a healthy sexual relationship.
But beyond that, you had
one another.
But a good relationship emotionally, spiritually, just a good relationship?
Not in the beginning, no. We went through the National Association of Marriage Enhancement because we got married very young. Mm-hmm. And we went through like about a year of counseling, and we did wonderfully. We learned that we needed to talk and communicate with each other. We knew in the beginning that the enemy wanted to split us apart, but I mean, we are still committed and still upholding that covenant that we made, not only with each mm-hmm. other, but with our Lord. So, I mean, we are
That's
committed
good.
To each other no matter what happens.
Well, Michelle, I would encourage you to see the sexual part of your marriage more as a symptomatic of maybe some other things that are going on. in terms of some either unresolved issues or some old things that are coming back up in feelings and thoughts, and use this as an opportunity like you would any symptom to say, hey, we got to get to the cause. We got to get to the root of this. And you do that through prayer. You do that by just honesty. You do that, I think, in getting counseling. There's wisdom in counselors. There's safety in many counselors. And I think finding someone you both trust, someone who shares your values, someone you can be honest with, and get the proverbial cards on the table face up and just pray this thing through and talk it through, take it a step at a time. But do not, and I appreciate you saying this, do not allow the enemy to use this as a divisive point to drag you guys down. All right? You're better than that, and God is bigger than that.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. One of the things you'll hear repeated over and over on Intentional Living is the one thing, because we believe that doing the next right one thing can radically change your life, especially if it's the one thing Jesus wants you to do. So join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today and see what God will do in your life. Go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. When you do, we'll pray for you. Dr. Randy's got more to help you bring balance back into your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If you've ever struggled keeping the events of the Bible in order, the new Intentional Living One-Year Chronological Bible is a must-have.
Take a fresh look at the Bible by reading it in the order the events actually happened. You can do it in as little as 15 minutes a day, too, using the unique daily reading that splits the Bible up into 365 sections.
Find yourself closer to God than you've ever been. Spend time in His Word every day with the Intentional Word One-Year Chronological Bible. Available now at the online store at theintentionallife.com.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At TheIntentionalLife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life. Many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook. Check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions. All free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from TheIntentionalLife.com, you can do it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, in speaking with Michelle there, she was asking for some scripture, and I was thinking about the wisest person that ever lived, Solomon, who was given great wisdom because he asked for it. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, which he wrote near the end of his life, he laid out basically the priorities of life and the meaninglessness of all the things that we tend to chase after. And I think it's worth listening to his final conclusion of the matter. Listening to the words of a person who has lived a full life, a rich life, an experienced life, you can gain wisdom. Getting it from Scripture, from Solomon, even better. And he says at the end of Ecclesiastes, after writing the Psalms and the Proverbs and now Ecclesiastes, having lived a full life, having experienced many things, talking about balance in life, right? He says, now that we've heard it all, here is the conclusion of the matter. And he tells us in one sentence the priority of life. Are you ready? Now that we've seen the whole thing, he says, here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. That is intentional living. That's what that is. That is intentional living. And when we get to a place where we recognize that we have that kind of priority in our life, that we fear God, and we make Him the priority of our life, then whatever comes our way, when we get out of balance, we keep coming back to, where is this taking me? Is this truly my priority? Are these the goals that are going to be meaningful in my life? What happens so often, however, is that we're moving along and everything seems to be going well, and then we get blindsided by something that we had not anticipated. Michelle talked about that and others. It could be an illness. It could be, you know, a divorce. It could be something that happens with one of your children or your career or your finances or something external, something that happens in our culture or in our country that we have no control over. That's why there's so much that I believe that we can do when we're well prepared. We're well prepared. In fact, coming up, not in July, but next month, my teaching for members is going to be on that topic of sharpening your edge. And it's based on a passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, where Solomon tells us that you got to keep your edge sharp in life. And I think that's important if you want to live intentionally, for sure. All right. Catherine is on the line. Welcome to the program, Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. What have you learned about balance or being out of balance?
Well, I quit smoking about 5.5 years ago. I was a heavy smoker, and the Lord just took it away with the snap of a finger. It was wonderful. And I've been going through a real bad depression when I started smoking again. So I am totally out of balance and don't know how to get back to ground zero.
Hmm. Did something bring the depression on, or do you wrestle with that?
No, it's just my health. I have real bad health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just don't handle them well.
Are you getting treatment?
Yes. Yeah, I have more doctors than you can shake a stick at.
Mm-hmm. And so the smoking contributes, obviously, with your health. It's not a positive thing.
Right.
Have you talked to anyone about that, about how you're feeling and, like you say, feeling down and depressed?
Oh, yeah. I talked to my primary care about it, and she's got me on medication, but it doesn't always help.
Yeah. Do you have a support system, Catherine?
I do. My husband's a great support system.
That's good. Beyond that, do you have a church or friends? Do you have other people that support you?
No, not at all.
You're not plugged into a group at all?
No, I've been looking for a church, but I haven't found one yet.
I'm sorry, you said you're looking, but what?
A church, but I haven't found one yet.
Uh-huh. And what city do you live in?
Tucson.
Well, there's a lot of good churches in Tucson, you know, and there's a lot of caring people in Tucson. There's people who love you, and there'll be people who embrace you, and you know what you're going to find as you get plugged into a church? There's going to be people in that church who are going to relate to what you're going through. And I think it's really important when the Bible talks about don't forsake our assembling together with others. I don't think that's just so God has a head count on Sundays. You know, I don't think he sits in heaven and has one of those. Remember when we were kids, maybe some of the older churches, they'd put up the attendance up on a board up in the front, you know, and they'd slide in the cards to tell you how many people had shown up. I just can't picture God doing that. I don't think he runs the numbers on Sunday. He says that to us, Catherine, because he knows it's for our benefit. He knows it's for us when we're with others, because we can share with one another and cry with one another. We can be encouraged with one another. And in addition to having good medical treatment and care for yourself, I would really encourage you to find a church. I mean, plug in. They're not any perfect churches, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good churches, and I'm going to put you on hold here because we happen to live right here in Tucson, and I'm going to have the staff talk to you a little bit and maybe see what part of town you live in. There might be some church names and recommendations we could give to help you get plugged in, because you really need to be in a place where you have that kind of fellowship. Here's what happens. Whenever the tough times come, if we don't have a support system in place, it creates a lot of stress mentally and spiritually and so on. That's why really preparing ourselves, having relationships, having friendships, having a strong marriage, you know, whatever those things are, helps prepare us so when the tough times come, we're better prepared. Okay? All right. Hold on, Catherine. We're going to be talking to you off air.
Hi, Randy. This is Tiffany. I'm calling from Alaska. I've been listening to your radio show for the last 3 years, in the car, at home, in my bathroom, and my everyday life. And your program has just blessed me. It's blessed my family in turn. You have showed us how to be completely intentional in everything that we do from day to day. You've helped us through financial problems, marriage problems, problems with our teenage children, our stepchildren. You've just helped us in so many wonderful ways that I wanted to call and say thank you so much for your ministry.
And you're very welcome. You know, when we get the calls that come in the stories continue to come through and the people on Facebook and the radio station that we're on around the country and the opportunity to talk to people, we are humbled because we know that God has given to us a message that really is reinforcing what we know to be the truth, and that's the gospel, but actually living it out intentionally in Christ. And when this ministry was established, it was done so as a listener-supported nonprofit ministry. We don't receive any government grants. We don't have any big sponsors or underwriters. It's men and women of faith, young and old, who stand with us, people who share, you know, a dollar a day sometimes, $30 a month, people who give single gifts. And from time to time, we have friends who offer a matching gift opportunity that just really challenges all of us. And we've been sharing with you a match opportunity for $100,000 that we started just a couple weeks ago. Friend of the ministry offering to match every gift up to $100,000. And we've been marching closer and closer and closer to the finish line. And I see Miss Dawn here from our development team with a smile on her face.
That's right.
Something good?
It's something good. We have marched to the finish line, at least
hey,
of the match.
Thank you.
And the match has been met, all $100,000 of it. So praise God. Thank Him for His provision. Thank you if you were able to give a gift in support of the matching gift opportunity that we've had going on. And we just say thank you.
Thank you. You know, your support makes a difference. And as we continue through this summertime, you know, it's a downtime generally because people are traveling, there's vacations, and there's always a decrease in support. And we rely upon the support to keep us going. And so I want to say thanks to those of you who responded to the match and challenged the rest of us to continue in faithful giving. If you're a member of the Intentional Living family and you give every month, please remember us here. In the month of July, your gift will make a huge difference. We're still in the catch-up mode, and even with the matching gift, which was such a help, such a shot in the arm, we've got some work to do. And so we just lay that before you, and thank you for your support. Now, Dawn, how do they give their gift today?
They can give their gift simply by going online, safe and secure, to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call our ministry center during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
All right. So again, go to theintentionallife.com, or as Dawn mentioned, call 888-888-1717. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us today. I know when life gets out of balance, you know, one of the best things to do is take a great big deep breath, pull off the road, as it were, pray, get back into God's Word, and get focused once again on the priority of your life. There's one thing that you can do. You could do that this weekend, couldn't you? To put your priorities back into action. You can do it, even in small ways. Start doing that and be intentional. We'll see you next time. God bless you.